one note. And the Bible says we the, you know, man of the house. Head. Ain't that what it say? But each one of us was smart enough to say, baby, can we go? We really weren't asking for permission. We were asking out of respect. Because every relationship has rules. Now, you might have a marriage or a relationship where you don't have to ask and you do whatever you want to do. God bless your heart. But I promise you ain't got the best relationship. Because most likely there's not any respect in that relationship. And Jesus says, if you want to respect our relationship that you talk about, I have a relationship with God. I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. In the Greek, they're the same words. You've got to be sanctified. You've got to renew your mind. Because again, all the things of the flesh, all the things that please our body, they don't come from the heart. Because as the heart's going to tell you, leave her alone. The heart's going to tell you, that ain't my man, no how. The heart is going to say, it ain't right to take something from somebody else or to lie. Right? It's your mind that plays tricks on you. If you keep peace and maintain peace, and you keep yourself holy, and one of the scriptures says that it is perfecting holiness, that it's not an absolute. Maybe that is for some people the problem who are living in 50 shades of gray, that you don't know right from wrong. And that's why you got to read your manual, because the manual will tell you that which is right and that which is wrong. And the world has fooled us to believe that you can do any and everything your little mind tells you to do. And in America, sometimes you can get away with it. But even that is changing. We saw a couple weeks ago, you can't be a nurse who not even protects your patients. For not having your license and registration. This world is changing and it's going to hell in a handbasket. And one of the reasons why is because ain't nobody holy no more. One of the things that holy used to teach us is yes, sir, no, sir. Holiness used to teach us to be respectful to our teachers. Holiness used to teach us that this place up here is sacred. Ain't no kid. Holiness used to teach us those things. But what we have done is we've watered down this gospel, watered down this religion, watered down this message, watered it down to increase people coming into pews. Because what has happened is we have turned into what we call cheap grace. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German theologian, talked about cheap grace, where you get everything from God, but you don't have to do no sacrifice. That God is some cosmic bellhop that just you ring the bell and he shows up with a blessing, but you don't have to do anything in return. But the Bible says that the only way you get the blessings of God, and especially inherit the kingdom of God,
I just do it this one time. This is the last time, Jesus. You know my heart. They dragged this woman to Jesus. Don't drag the man. Says go forth and sin no more. There is compassion. right or wrong unless you read the manual that teaches us what's right or wrong. And our children can't know it unless we teach it. And all of us who have children, battle every day with what they see in school. And if your children yet now on social media, on Facebook and all that mess, every day we have to battle against this stuff. I wish I could have enough time to tell you some stories about what our children are going through. I mean, all of them having laptops, iPads, ain't the best thing in the world. Because if you know you can access it, they can access it. And so again, back to January 1, all we have is prayer. We've got to pray. You can't check everything you need to try. All right, if you pay for the cell phone, that's your phone. That one enough clap. If you pay for the cell phone, that's your phone.